Though Buddhism disappeared from India, the land of its birth, yet it has exerted great influence on the culture of India. Popular religion. Buddhism gave us a simple, intelligible, and popular religion. Buddhism greatly appealed to the people on account of its simplicity, emotional element, easy ethical code, the use of vernacular language, and the methods of teaching. It disordered the abstract philosophy of Upanishads. Moral teachings. Buddhism imported various good qualities like compassion, non-violence, and truth. All these good qualities shaped human personality and character building. Monastic system. Another contribution of Buddhism was the monastic system. The Buddhist monks obeyed a common head and lived together under a common code of discipline. The head of a monastery was elected by the monks. Gradually, this monastic system was adopted into Hinduism. Development of language and literature. Buddha preached his message in Pali language. Pali was the language of the common people. During Kanishka's time, the Buddhist monks preached the message of Buddha in Sanskrit language. Spread of Buddhism through these languages enriched these languages and their literature. Art, architecture, sculpture, and painting. The most fascinating contribution of Buddhism to India was in the field of sculpture and architecture. Buddhist art and sculpture developed with the spread of Buddhism. In art and architecture, stone was used from Ashoka's time. Numerous stupas, chaityas, and pillars were constructed. Stupas at Sachi, Sarnath, Rumindei, Bharut, Dholi, and Jogad, etc. are some specimen of Buddhist art and architecture. A large number of sculpture of Buddha and Bodhisattvas came to be built according to the Gandhar and Mathura school of art. The Buddhists set the example of dedicating cave temples, and this practice was followed by the Hindus and Jains, etc. Contact between India and foreign countries. Buddhism established an intimate contact between India and foreign countries. The Buddhist monks carried the gospel of the Buddha to the foreign countries from 3rd century BC onwards, and foreign Buddhist pilgrims and students came to India in search of knowledge. The foreigners who came to India were conquered by the rich culture of India and gave up their names and creeds and adopted Hindu names and Hindu faith. Thus, Buddhism contributed largely to the synthesis which produced the modern Hindu society. Development of university. The Buddhist monasteries were used for education purposes. In the Buddhist monasteries, the beginning of vernacular or Prakrit literature was made, which later on developed into an extensive body of literature. Buddhism promoted education through famous residential universities like Nalanda, Takshila, Vikramshila, Nagarjunakonda, and Vallabhi. Respect for animal life. Buddhism laid emphasis on non-violence and the sanctity of animal life. It popularized the creed of Ahimsa. The earliest Buddhist text, Suttanipat, boosted the cattle wealth as it declares the cattle to be the givers of food and happiness. Buddhism pleads for the protection of cattle. The Hindus were originally meat eaters, but due to the influence of Buddhism became vegetarian. So we can say that Buddhism exercised a tremendous influence on Indian culture. It enriched religion, art, sculpture, language, and literature of India, consequently impacting all aspects of Indian life. Thank you.